radio3.co.uk/radio3. I'm John Shea, and I'll be here with music through the night from 12:30. But now at 11 o'clock, it's time for Tuesday's Late Junction. It's presented by Max Reinhardt.
Thank you. A traditional song in praise of the beautiful landscape around Lhasa in Tibet, Uta Uta Lhasa Ling La Uta. It was sung there by children from the Enche school Gangtok Sikkim, which is in India, because that was the sound of young Tibetans following their cultural pursuits in exile. And that field recording was made by the legendary radio producer and ethnomusicologist, the late Debim Bhattacharya, in 1975. Welcome to Lake Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be playing more field recordings, and indeed much that is legendary, through this week, culminating in Thursday night's Lake Junction session, which brings together Kate Tempest and the Elysian Quartet, a poet and a string quartet of our times. But right now, here's Robert Wyatt in poetic mode. Shrink Wrap from his Dondistan Revisited album.
A weekly packet to keep the trip in pocket. It cost a pretty penny just to stay afloat. It takes a lot of lolly trying to be jolly when the interest keeps mounting in the bank and in I person. It takes a bit of doing to feeling up to scratch. From months of toil to separate my real soul from it. To keep your shrinking pocket, it cost a pretty penny just to stay afloat. Takes a lot of lolly trying to be jolly when the interest keeps mounting in the bank and in my person. And it takes a bit of doing to feeling up to scratch. It is raw, my ego breaking from months of toil to separate my real self from its husk. Its husk. From its husk. It takes a bit of doing to feeling up to scratch.
Clos au Carillon, a piece composed by Marin Marais, virtuoso viol player and composer at the court of Louis XIV. It's from his second book of works for the viol, played there by Philippe Pierlot and the Richard Carr consort. Before that, Gina McGregor playing the very short but perfectly formed piano piece number 2 after John Cage, written by Robin Hartwell. He's now a composer who lectures at Liverpool Hope University, but I do believe I used to get music theory lessons from him back in the day. And I seem to remember that if it wasn't experimental and pushing the envelope, then for Robin, it really wasn't music. More power to him. Here's a gospel song from Zimbabwe, telling a story that even predates my school days. Jonah and the Big Fish. Nsingizi sing Ujonu Yabale.
Jonah Uyabale 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 Jonah Uyabale Jonah Uyabale Jonah Uyabale Jonah Uyabale Jonah Uyabale Jonah Uyabale Uyabale Jonah Uyabale Haya Uyabale John, I uli kwala wena uli kwala kwala le kuta chona kwala wena uli kwala chona ma uchona
uyabale
chona
uyabale
uyabale
uyabale chona uyabale
chona
uyabale
uyabale chona
uyabale
chona
uyabale
Uyabale,
it's a fever, oh, the gun fever.
The
simplest thing is blam blam blam. What is this in all little island?
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever. You can know a rude chap by the way he said his cap. Lord, the gun fever is bad, the gun fever. The rude dog is seen, Lord, I don't know what it means. The gun fever is bad, the gun fever.
Every time you read a clean or a star, is man shot dead or rude gang at war.
It's the fever,
simplest thing is blam blam blam. What is this in all little island?
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
Thing is blam blam blam. What is this in all little island?
It's the fever.
Once a huge rock steady hit in Jamaica, the Valentines, with Guns Fever or Blam Blam Fever. It's from 1967, summer of love for some people, but in Jamaica there was a lot of anxiety about the disease-like spread of guns across the island. By the time Bob Marley was caught in the crossfire 10 years later, it had become a pandemic. Leaving guns and rude boys far behind, here comes clarinetist Aaron Ghosh. He's a gifted musician with the ability to shape-shift his way, apparently effortlessly, through the UK music scene. And now, his second CD, Primal Odyssey, is amongst us. It's a long-distance journey through his musical, cultural and political preoccupations, and he's travelling in good company, with companions like Idris Rahman and Shabaka Hutchings. This is their Iberian lament moment, Yerma.
Thank you.
from Debussy's second book of images. That was the delicate beauty of Cloche à travers les feuilles, Bells Through the Leaves, with Zoltán Kocsis at the piano. In a moment, possibly the first Christmas song of this year. Don't worry, no holly, children or marketing techniques were involved in the making of this song. And unless you speak Amharic, you won't get the Yuletide references. It's called Selegena, and it's by Alemu Aga, Ethiopian master of the deep, dark, buzzing tones of the beguena, or harp of King David. But first, a song from the inner octave, an owl service compilation from the realm of psych folk, filled with new tunes. This is Jason Steele with Twined.
My hands may curl up into claws, fingers twined like roots of a tree, unable to hold on to anything. May I still hold thee? May I still hold thee? በተራተ በሮም ንጉስ በአውግስቶስ ቄሳር መንግስት ሰው ሁሉ ግብር ሊቆጠር ታዘዘ ዮሴፍም ድንግልን ይዞ ተጓዘ ከገሊላ ከነበረበት መንደር ቤተልሔም ወደምትባል ሀገር ከኤፍራታ ይወጣል ብሎ ንጉስ ሚኪያስ የተናገረው ሊደርስ ሳታፋልስ የወላዶችን ስራት በታህሳስ 29 ለት ከዚያው ሳሉ የምትወልድበት ቢደርስ ተወለደ ድንግልናዋን ሳይጥስ ቤት ባይኖራት መታለችና ከሩቅ ከበረት ተቀለለችው በጨርቅ ሊፈጸም የኢሳይያስ ነገሩን እንስሳትም ትንፋሻቸውን ገበሩ kazia bota katta ba koch na baru ya yo na bar kalu bat bota adras ya berhan gorf kabeta lihem sifas arranyochem ya berhanun gorf aitau ejik faru menna gar nau blau malakum ፍርሃታቸውን አርቆ ነገራቸው ተድላ ደስታውን አድንቆ ልዑል አምላክ ለአዳም ብሎ ተዋርዶ ከድንግል በዳዊት ባህሪ ተወልዶ ጨርቅ ለብሶ ከበረት መሃል ተጥሎ አለላችሁ ሄዳችሁ ሕይወት በቶሎ እንዲህ ብሎ ሲናገራቸው በዜና ከሱ ጋራ ብዙ መላእክት መጡና አቀረቡ ከረኞች ጋር ምስጋና ስብሐት ለአብ ለወልድ ለመንፈስ ቅዱስ ለዓለም እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ
Nina Simone rings the jazz out of Exactly Like You from her Nina Simone at the Town Hall album, recorded in New York City Hall in 1959. Here's a new release, which is a much more solemn piece with origins in New York. When the Kronos Quartet asked Steve Reich for a piece using pre-recorded voices, he hadn't yet formed an idea about whose voices he might use or what they might be saying. Some months after, he began to realise that the voices would be from 9/11. This is the second movement of his piece WTC 9/11 for string quartet and pre-recorded tape.
I was sitting in class, four blocks north of Ground Zero.
I was taking my kids to school. The first plane went straight over our heads, went straight over our heads and into the building.
Flames. One of the towers just in flames.
But we all thought it was an accident. Accident.
I knew it wasn't an accident. I knew it wasn't an accident right away.
Everyone was running. Everyone was running and screaming. Then the second plane hit. The second plane hit.
It was not an accident.
It was chaos. Nobody knew what to do. Suddenly it was black outside. Suddenly
everybody to re-engulf everybody that was there. Just dust in the street. Just dust.
Steve Reich, WTC 911, for string quartet and pre-recorded tape, played by the Kronos Quartet, and featuring recordings Reich made in 2010 with neighbourhood residents, a firefighter, and the first ambulance driver to arrive at the scene, all recalling what happened on that appalling day 9 years earlier. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Online, you can find a full listing of all the music I'm playing tonight. And on the Late Junction homepage, you'll also be able to listen again to this programme at any time you please over the next 7 days. So, fancy a cosmic thought or two? Let's listen to two stellar divas from far northern latitudes sing of how you, me, here, now, and the entire universe came to be. In a moment, Björk, but first, a section from Andrew Cronshaw's sublime The Unbroken Surface of Snow, on which he is joined by Ian Blake on soprano sax and bass clarinet, Tigran Alexanian on duduk, and Finnish singer Sana Kukrisuonio. Sana sings an ancient runo song which tells of a sea duck who lays a golden egg. When the egg breaks, the yolk becomes the sun, the white the moon, and the shell the star-speckled sky and the earth beneath.
Thank you. ampui Väinä myisen oikeaan olkapään. Pääsen päähän kainaloon, läpi luun, läpi lihojen, läpi lämpimän lihojen. Tuossa suistui suin lumeen, suin lumeen päin vitiin, kääntyi kämmenen mereen. Siirryi seitsemän kesäistä, merta kuuta kuutteli, seitsemättä selvitteli. Tuo kasvoi Imanran suori, vanhan Väinön polven pään. Sotka lintu on suora lintu, lentee löyti, liite löyti. Etsii pesän tilaista, jo löyti pesän tilaisen tuohon päin.
Until the God inside became the world we know.
Cosmogony, in which Björk, along with an Icelandic women's choir and a small brass ensemble, considers the origins of our universe, which may well have involved the songs of silver foxes and a coal black egg. However it happened, just as well it did, or we might all have missed out on this. Charles Mingus's farewell to the legendary sax player The Prez, Lester Young. And listen out for John Handy's tenor solo with its flutter tonguing and Mingus's response on bass. Goodbye, pork pie hat.
Thank you.
Welt gute Nacht, world good night. Now my life is ended. A death aria from the 17th century. When people certainly had a handle on their own mortality. It was composed by Johann Christoph Bach, whose younger first cousin once removed, Johann Sebastian, is rather better known. The bluegrass tradition also explores metaphysics on occasion, but it certainly knows how to have a real good time. From the 10th anniversary edition of the O Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack, here's the fiddle virtuoso John Hartford with Hogfoot.
Desires are burning like fires among those who hoard the gold, as they continue to keep the people asleep and the truth from being told. Racism and greed are keep the people in need from getting what's rightfully theirs. Cheating, stealing, and double dealing as they exploit the people's fears. And now Dow Jones owns the people's homes and all the surrounding land, buying and selling their humble dwelling in the name of the master plan. 'Cause paper money is like a bee without honey, with no stinger to back him up. And those who stole,
The people's gold are definitely corrupt. Credit cards, master charge, legacies of wills, real estate, stocks and bonds on coupon paper bills. And now the U.S. mints on paper prints millions every day and use the eagle for their symbol, cause it's a bird of prey. And now the laws of peace and the owls of wars are clutched very tightly in the eagle's claws, filled with greed and lust. And on the back of the dollar bill is the words "In God We Trust." But the dollar bill is their only god, and they don't even trust each other. And for a few dollars more, they'd start a war to exploit some brother's mother. Then there's the pyramid that stands by itself, created by black people's knowledge and wealth. And over the pyramid hangs the devil's eye that stole from the truth and created the lie. Now Inuit means an endless amount stolen over the years. And Coepus means a new empire of vampire millionaires. And Novus is a Latin word meaning something new. And Ordo means a way of life chosen by a few. Seclorum is a word that means to take from another. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding stolen from the brother. A Roman numerals on the base of the pyramid's face tell the date they began to exist, when they established this branch of hell in 1776. Now there are 13 layers of stone on the pyramid alone, an unfinished work of art, for 33 and a third is high as a mason can go without falling apart. 13 stars in the original flag, 13 demons from the devil's bag, 13 berries and 13 leaves, 13 colonies of land-grabbing thieves, 13 owls in the eagle's claws, 67 corporations wage the devil's wars, 13 stripes on the eagle's shield, and these are the symbols on the U.S. seal. Now on the front of the dollar bill, to the right of Washington's head, is a small seal in the shape of a wheel with a secret that's been left unsaid. The symbols in the middle represent the riddle of the scales, the ruler, and the key. The square rule is a symbol from the craft of masonry. The scales represent Libra, the balance of the seventh sign. They also represent the just us, which you and I know is blind. The key unlocks the mysteries of the secrets of the seal, so that only the governed human would know what they reveal. The four words above form the last parts of the secrets of the seal, and tells how they fooled the people into thinking paper money was real. Now Thesaur means the treasury, where they store the gold they stole, and Amur means to punish, like the slaves they bought and sold. Then Septent means seven, like a 1776, when the 13 devils gathered to unleash their bag of tricks. Then sigil means the images they've created to fool the world, like the colors on Old Glory, the flag that they unfurl. Now red's for the color of the Indian man, white's for the devils who stole the land, blue's for the eyes that hypnotize with the tricks and traps they sprung. And even to this very same day, they all speak with forked tongue. And so the power's in the hands of the ruling classes, playing God with the fate of all the masses, so the people don't get any in the land of the plenty, cause E pluribus unum means one out of many.
said it'd be all right. Mama said it'd be all right.
Of radical late night Americana there. Charlie Parr's current single Hogkill Blues, recalling the bitter memories of a meatpacker strike that took place 25 years ago near his home in Minnesota. And before that, The Last Poets took a long hard look at the real meaning of a dollar bill with E Pluribus Unum from their 1973 album Chastisement. Rap poetry from the days before rap was invented on a theme that certainly retains its currency. And so with that dubious pun, I bid you good night. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back with more Lake Junction tomorrow. I'll leave you with Empilalao de Feno Arrivo, a troupe of musicians from Feno Arrivo, Madagascar. This was recorded in Paris in 1930. Orai Namako. Friends, have you seen my child?
Tata Marilene, Elumena Vitor.
I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. In an hour from now, you can hear Beethoven's Spring Sonata and Dvorak's Eighth Symphony. Before that, we're off to Prague for a recital given in August last year at the city's International Organ Festival. The event has run annually since 1996, and last year, Jan Hora, organ professor at the Prague Conservatory, was one of those giving recitals on the city's biggest instrument, built in 1705 in St James's Basilica. He begins with three works by Bach, the Fantasia in C minor, BWV 562, the chorale prelude Wenn wir in höchsten Noten sein, and finally the famous Toccata and Fugue in D minor.